I need a lady's opinion, 'cause I'm not a lady like a lady is.
Anyway, this is the Woman Splitting Podcast.
Welcome, y'all. Welcome to Fall, y'all.
Welcome.
Fall, y'all.
Welcome. I am Ray, and I am joined by
Melissa
and Cheryl.
And yeah, it's fall. Remember when it was 9,000 degrees in here, like, last time, and now it's like
yesterday,
perfectly balmy.
70 degrees. It's our fake fall. In Utah, we have fake fall, and then next week it'll be like 110 degrees.
No, literally, like Sunday is like 90.
And, yeah, and then it'll be back to stay for a couple weeks before
and then
winter.
It'll snow.
It's and like then premature labor. It's like Braxton Hicks.
Braxton Falls.
Braxton Hicks Falls. Braxton Hicks Fall.
We're all getting teased, pulled out all our cardigans.
I drank tea the whole goddamn summer.
Really?
I was very sweaty.
Not even iced tea?
No, we don't have ice at my work, so I just kind of let it sit there for a second and I stare at it. And I also eat pho all summer long.
Oh,
I just sweat it out. I don't care.
I will eat a hot bowl of pho in the middle of like 100 degree weather.
I don't even give a
legit.
Fuck. Yep. And then sriracha it up so it gets extra intense.
Yeah.
I mean, I get ice cream in the winter, but not hot stuff in the summer. I like being cold.
Anytime I ever get ice cream in the winter, I like rush home and I turn on my space heater and get my blanket and like make a little cave that I then eat my ice cream in so I can like survive.
I really want this ice cream, but I also hate being cold.
It's a race against time with that becoming just cream.
I did something this week that I've been really excited to tell you guys about. I went to a self-defense class.
Oh, right. Sweet. I wanted to go to that, but it was expensive. Are you going to show us your move?
Sure. No, I went with Amanda because she'd been talking about wanting to go. And so I saw that it was through the University of Utah. And I was like, oh, awesome. And it's at like the Ultimate Combat Training Center, which is like, we do like Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu.
The place that's
and, like,
on 21st,
boxing.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at first I was like, I hate gyms like that because they're just full of like dude bros. But the guy teaching this class was like, yeah, like I was like a Marine and I was a corrections officer and I've been a martial artist since I was like 15 or whatever. And he's done like Krav Maga and Jiu-Jitsu and Judo and Muay Thai and all this stuff. But he was like kind of a yoga bro where he had like a man bun and he was super woke. And he's just like, I don't want to do anything in this class that makes you all uncomfortable. Like, so if I want to like ask to demo on you, but like if it triggers you at all, like please let me know. And it's just like, oh my gosh, this guy is so woke. Like, it's amazing.
It's very awesome.
Yeah. So it was really good. It was.
Is he super buff?
He's like lean buff. You know what I mean?
Toned.
Those guys who are just like.
He did Pilates in the
90s. I bet he did.
Right. Like, he's like one of those guys who's all muscle, but it's not glamour muscles. Uh-huh. Like, just literally his whole body is muscle.
Nice.
But Amanda and I, like, were laughing so hard. Like, because you had to partner up and, like, practice the moves on each other. And I was like, oh, my God. It was too funny to, like, do it with a friend because we were just like, no, you grab me. And we were, like, doing this, like, role-playing thing where it was just like, doop-a-doop-boo, getting in my car. Like, hey, you bitch. And we were, like, we were just being, like, such dorks.
So one of you had to be, like, the attacker?
Yeah. Yes. We called it the grabber and the grab-ee because he was teaching us how to get free of, like, if someone grabs you.
Right.
Basically, the main thing I took away from it was if somebody grabs you, you squat down. He called it basing. So you essentially like squat because it makes your center of gravity lower and you're heavier. So they
can't
pull you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Then what are they going to do? Pick you up off the ground?
Yeah.
I can attest that because my daughter does this all the time. That shit works.
They just fucking sit down.
Yeah, sit dead weight. Yeah. And you're like, you only weigh 40 pounds. How can I not pick you up right now?
How do you feel like you're as dense as a dying star?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, squat down, base. Lower your center of gravity.
Base down.
And you always, if they're like grabbing your wrist, he had this thing called the rule of thumb. This is for our listeners. This is like self-defense tips.
Oh, yeah.
For men
where
and
you
women.
Twist away, you twist out of their grip in the direction of their thumb because they can't maintain, like the thumb is the weakest part of your body. Basically, like you pull your arm straight up so that your fist is by your ear and then you can elbow them in the face. And if they're grabbing you with both hands, you grab your fist and then you twist to the side and you pull your own fist out and then you can like elbow them with your other elbow.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, that's what I learned. I learned how to defend myself.
I like that. We started putting Speaking of man buns, we started putting my son's hair in a ponytail, but Ben Cute. Calls it a top knot because it's like a samurai instead of
it is.
So. A little baby bun.
Little baby.
Speaking of babies, my friend had one.
Nice.
And I saw it.
Ooh.
That was the majority of my week. Yeah,
and she went, yep, that's a baby.
That is a baby.
Nice.
Right.
New baby.
You guys, shit you should read in the news.
Yeah.
There's this article from HuffPost.
Oh, we're moving on to shit you should read now. Yeah. Or shit we want to talk to you about.
Shit we want to talk to you about. There's an article called What It Would Look Like If Tabloids Wrote About Men the Way They Write About Women.
Oh, fuck yes.
So they've got all these pictures, like Arnold Schwarzenegger just walking down the street, and the title says, Arnold sizzles as he goes braless in a polo shirt after a Paris visit.
Hell yeah. Sizzling.
Where The Rock puts on a busty display as he flashes cleavage in a short-sleeved shirt. He's just standing there. Chris Evans covers up his curves with a jumper as he holds coffee and a phone. Like, that's it. One after another.
Like, somehow just, standing just there. Women standing there are, like, doing other things than just, like, drinking coffee and taking a phone call.
Matt Damon puts on a very leggy display as he opts for shorts and a scandal-sandal combo.
I like scandal.
Yeah.
Or is scandal, it scandal-sandal?
Scandal-sandal?
Scandal-sandal.
What exactly is sandal? A scandalous sandal?
Well, if you're wearing socks with those.
A thong? A thong sandal?
If there's anyone out there, do not wear socks
So we'll post that for you guys. You can see the full article and enjoy every moment of that.
Wait, is he having a hardcore dad moment and wearing socks with sandals?
He's not in that one, but that would be a scandal sandal.
Yeah, that's what I thought they were talking about.
The line
about.
Just says sandal. I just said scandal and went with it.
Oh,
we
I committed
you.
Fully like a theater bitch.
So did I.
That's amazing. Yes, and? Yes, and what about the scandal sandals?
Yeah. See, I just went with it.
That's the best.
I've got a shit.
Nobody would have
read.
Called me on it had you not called me on it.
Yeah, yes. We would have just gone along with it.
Yep.
All right, what's your shit you want to talk to us
I
about?
I started reading the SSDGM.
Mm-hmm.
The hardback.
Nice.
I'm
You're a classy bitch. Hardback.
I know. Print.
That comes at a premium.
I actually got it as a gift, or I probably wouldn't have bought it. But it's really good. I mean, it's surprisingly, I thought that there would be like a bunch of stuff they already talked about, which they kind of do touch on stuff, but.
Yeah.
It was still super interesting. Nice. Like halfway through.
I like really relate to Karen. Like I feel like I'm like, yeah, okay. Like I am the same type of person. I understand you. And so like
I'll be your Georgia.
All the stories that she tells about like her childhood, I'm just like, yeah. Yes.
I'm with
that
you.
Was me. Mm-hmm. That was me. I loved it. I actually got the audiobook, and I figured like since I already listened to them in podcast form, like how different would it be? And I finished it in like two bike rides and I was like, what?
Yeah, what? I read half of it in one night.
What? Yeah, like, it's, like, it's a quick, it moves. Fucks?
Yeah. But it's, like, I think maybe it's just quicker, maybe because we're so used to their,
banter
like, rhythm.
And,
yeah, like,
yeah.
I don't know. And I just, of course, like, read it with both of their, their voices in mind.
Like, when I read Lauren Graham's book, I finished it in, like, an afternoon
because
I was buzzing through it at the speed of
I heard she has a big old bee. Is she in her book?
Not that I remember.
Is the book called,
like,
wait,
on.
Is the book called Big Ol' Bee by Lauren?
No, I really I don't she's think like so. Difficult to work with.
Oh, yeah. I
but
mean,
I love her. I think she's
who
gorgeous.
Said that? Did a man say
probably.
That?
Probably.
All right. With the fall weather.
Yes.
You're saying we're starting to see all the posts with
pumpkin.
PSL.
Oh,
pumpkin soy lattes. What is that?
Oh, I was like, PSL.
You
what
didn't
the
know
fuck
what PSL
is that?
Was?
No.
No. You were the least
Everyone's
basic.
Freaking out because pumpkin spice is everywhere and it's still hot outside. Guess
Correct.
What, guys? You won't believe this, but if you don't want a hot drink, you don't have to buy it. Starbucks is still selling cold drinks.
Or regular
anyway,
coffee.
Yeah.
And then the term basic bitch gets thrown along around with that.
Yeah. So we actually wanted to talk about this because we did get some questions from listeners about being basic and fall is like the time
what does that
when this.
Mean?
Yeah, when like this term
the
gets
natural
thrown around a lot.
Evolution of the seasons.
Yeah.
Fall.
You're
basic.
The time of the season.
Oh, I was like, what song are you doing right now?
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
It's the time.
It's the time
of the season.
Of the season.
This you is guys. Just, we just sing at you now. This is the podcast.
We finished the entire song and then just end. You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
Okay, so our first question is, what does it mean to be a basic bitch?
Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
I feel like it's a taboo thing.
It's not bad or good. It's like white girl thing. Like, how white girl are you?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I feel like it has a negative connotation, but then I feel like a lot of women are like, fuck it, I'm basic.
I almost feel like basic like I don't, means more like I'm generic.
And I feel like basic is like, I don't wear makeup and don't give a shit.
What? Oh, I totally like, don't.
But that's not... Or, you like, know, like,
I think of it as more like a trendy person who is doing everything.
All the trendy things.
Just basic. That
feels more like what this is saying when you say basic.
Bad.
So according to Urban Dictionary, favorite of the dictionary is the top definition is someone who is only interested in things mainstream, popular, and trending.
Boom. Mm, trending. Yeah. Okay.
So the example. I know basic when it's basic.
Yeah. So the example is, OMG, Bae is so basic, all she wants to do is drink pumpkin spice lattes and play Candy Crush.
Yeah, she basic. Like,
that's real. Okay, so we took a quiz.
Oh, hold on. Ahead. Sorry, the second definition, actually. This one kind of speaks more to like my understanding of it, but it says, used to describe someone devoid of defining characteristics that might make a person interesting, extraordinary, or simply worth devoting time or attention to.
I feel like, like those two definitions kind of like make one.
Yeah, like go together.
Because it's like, if you're just trendy and you're
doing all the same
basic
things everyone's doing.
Then I'm not interested. Yeah.
And I guess technically that doesn't really apply to white girls. But it, you know.
It feels like
if we're looking at Instagram, it really does feel like it.
With those stupid hats.
Okay, Cheryl.
Yeah.
You haven't taken this quiz.
I haven't taken it yet.
Okay, let's see if you're basic. Ready? This is really long, so I'm going to kind of try to get through this fast.
I'll be really fast.
Okay. Check all that apply. It's time to know if you're basic.
Okay, you do it for Cheryl, and then I'll do mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one, you don't think you're basic.
No.
You love bagels.
I love bagels.
You love your bagels scooped. I don't even
I don't know
what
that
means.
I'm going to say yes, because that sounds great.
Sure. You wear makeup to the gym.
Only because I'm too lazy to take it off, so yes.
You own a pair of UGG boots.
No, I'm not rich.
You love North Face.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't get enough of the different versions of the bar method. Bar, B-A-R-R-E. No. You own socks from your favorite workout place.
No.
You've had a yoga instructor change your life.
Yes.
You love scented candles.
No.
You have an inspirational quotes Pinterest board.
No.
You have had a wedding Pinterest board before you were engaged. Okay, well, still,
oh God,
I'm checking
like
that bitch.
I'm fully blushing right now.
You follow astrology. You follow astrology.
Yeah, duh. Leo, all day.
You have an astrological sign tattoo.
No, but I know who has mine.
You've blamed bad things on Mercury being in retrograde.
No.
You've done this, but have no idea what Mercury being in retrograde means.
No, I know what it means.
Okay. You love brunch?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, who fucking doesn't?
Yeah. Like,
you love Instagramming brunch.
No.
You love tweeting about brunch.
I don't have a Twitter.
You have a brunch group.
No, but I'd like to. I'll take applications.
You protested when you thought New York was going to take away bottomless brunches. I don't even know what that means.
No.
You say margs instead of margaritas.
I'd like to, but no.
I had to check that one.
Okay.
You do. You abbreviate a lot of words.
I do.
I also had to check that one. Yeah. You own the Sex and the City box set.
No.
You have a fave spin instructor that everyone must try.
No, they hurt my ass.
You've taken your heels off on the street after a long night of partying.
Oh, girl. Every day. You know.
You've drunkenly gotten into a heated discussion over something you have no idea about, this podcast.
You didn't even have to finish that sentence. I was already at yes.
You've soberly gotten into a heated discussion about something you have no idea about. Again, this podcast.
Yeah.
You love vodka sodas because of the lack of calories. Okay, Splenda is your life.
No.
You love Diet Coke.
No.
You call Diet Coke DC.
Ew.
You love Taylor Swift.
Oh, of course. T-Swift.
You identify with the song 22.
No.
I don't even know what that song is.
I'm too old.
I don't know what that is.
You identify with the song 22 even though you are not 22.
Oh. No.
You love Katy Perry.
No.
You're pretty sure Miley Cyrus invented twerking.
I was like, no. I think she did.
I mean, she like for black women girls. Did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like black women invented
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely in the 90s with like Nelly and shit.
You've acted excited about skinny margs.
I don't know. Oh, like a low calorie?
Yeah.
No.
You've actually been excited about skinny margs.
No.
You've been on a juice cleanse.
No.
You claim you love doing juice cleanses.
No.
You've cried, I need to detox.
Yeah, probably.
You've called yourself fat to bond with your friends.
I mean, sure.
I was oh my like, gosh. Yeah. Who hasn't? I felt victimized by that statement.
I do too. I'm like, how do you know my life? Shut up. You've bought something just because it was designer.
No, I don't have any money.
You've bought a fake designer something.
If I did, I didn't know it. So no.
You've gone to Coachella.
No.
You've gone to Coachella multiple no. times. You shorten it to call it Coach or Chella.
No.
You've worn a headband there.
No.
You've worn a Native American inspired outfit there.
Or no, period. That's inappropriate.
You don't see that as offensive. Okay, so okay. that answers that one. You've planned out your outfits extensively for Coachella.
No.
You subscribe to Goop.
No, but it does sound interesting.
You have to check that box. You have
I'm going to check the box for you have an opinion on Gwyneth because okay, I feel like you do.
Yes.
You followed Gwyneth's advice.
No.
You call her Gwyneth like you know her.
Gway. No.
You own a juicer.
No, I just sold it. So no.
You love Jennifer Lawrence. I had to check this one.
I like her. I
do too.
I mean, she's great.
Yeah. Have you seen those naked pics of her?
No, but they're probably amazing.
She's banging.
You think you're, quote, so weird.
Yeah.
You've read Nicholas Sparks.
No.
You love Nicholas Sparks.
No.
You have ended a relationship because the person was not in line with the love that Nicholas Sparks portrays in his novels.
No.
Your mother-in-law, Melissa. Yeah.
That section is definitely.
You love The Notebook.
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah.
Okay. You watch Love Actually every year during the winter?
Of course I made Alex watch it and he hated it.
You watch Love Actually multiple times during the winter?
No. Okay. Just one time.
You love getting drunk and watching Bridget yes. Jones's Diary? You love white wine? Yep.
Yep.
Sweater weather is a term you use with gusto?
No.
You consider yourself a daddy's girl?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I had to pick. Yeah. Sure. Yes.
You love pumpkin spice?
No.
You bought a book because it was one of Oprah's picks.
Oh, I did. The Million Little Pieces, and it was all fake. Yeah. Do you remember that?
No.
I do. Oh,
yeah. But I look at yeah. her list all the time.
No, it was like 100 years ago.
You watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
No.
You know who Juan Pablo is.
I 100% do.
You know, almost everyone in my office does.
I know. I'm a lot like of people at my work outside do, too.
Person. I don't have TV, so it would be hard to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who Juan Pablo is.
I don't.
You love Rita Ora.
I don't.
No, you own rainbow sandals?
Rainbow?
Yeah, the ones with the rainbow, just like the old Adidas
ones,
except for their rainbow now.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That sounds nice.
I mean, in the 90s, you felt personally victimized by Justin Bieber, even though you've never met him. I
thought you were going to say Regina George.
Yeah, you felt personally victimized by Regina George.
Yes, and not Justin Bieber.
That's literally the next one. Wait, you know who Regina George is?
I don't even know who Regina George is. Yeah.
What?
I don't know
from
who that
mean
is.
Girls? Mean Girls.
Oh, of course
they
I
make
do.
You raise your hand, and everyone does.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah.
You have a tattoo on your lower back.
I don't, thank God.
You have such a cute little tattoo behind your ear.
No, but cut this out. My mom has one in both of those places.
Your mom's basic.
My mom is fucking basic.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
You've worn sunglasses on the back of your head.
No, they would fall off.
You said chicks before dicks and meant it.
Probably, yeah.
You said chicks.
Because chicks before dicks.
Duh. You've said chicks before dicks and secretly not meant it.
Yeah, sure. Right now. Just kidding.
Your nails have had nail art on them.
Of course.
You love a good accent nail.
No, I don't.
You love Froyo.
No.
You say, I can't even when maybe you can.
Totally. Like every day.
Yeah, all the time.
I don't know where that statement came from, but sometimes it's the right, it's
I can't
the
even.
Perfect sentence.
It is perfect.
I think it's for fragment. A younger crowd, but I still do it. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm
I
the same
can't
way.
Even.
You use literally very liberally.
Oh, no, I don't.
And it sounds like literally.
Literally?
Literally.
Sometimes, yeah. Depends on how mad I am.
You love Rachel Zoe? Yeah. Zoe? Rachel Zoe? Oh. And all her projects? I don't fucking
I
know
say
who that is.
No.
You've said, it's almost bikini season.
No.
You have lost a single shoe at a party.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
When you get drunk, you find yourself saying, OMG, I love you.
Well, it's always next to Alex, so yes.
You've said, OMG, he, she is so like, insert Sex and the City character name.
No.
You've said, OMG, he, she is so like, insert girl's character name.
Yes.
You never admit to farting.
I mean, yes. I mean, if Alex calls me out, I'm like, what? Who am I going to blame it on?
Okay,
Cece?
Okay, so you do admit yes. to this. I'm not. You've told people you never fart.
No, what? I'm not a robot.
You love Starbucks.
Yeah.
Your Starbucks barista knows your order.
No.
You get the skinny version of Starbucks drinks.
I don't know. I only get tea, so.
You love wearing leggings.
Yeah, duh.
You've been a sexy I'm version of something for Halloween.
A sexy, oh yeah, every year.
You love keeping
I was a sexy cow once.
What?
It was so great.
Get that picture
to you guys. That's why it was so ironic.
Did you have little udders like on your boobs?
No.
Your
boobs? No, I had like the little cow horns and a bell, yeah. And I had like the Playboy onesie thing that's like silk, and then it had the tail.
That's pretty funny, actually.
And then an actual cow showed up to, not an actual cow, but an actual, like, a man cow.
Literal cow.
And he had udders, and it was funny.
And that bitch was standing in the corner judging me.
That cow.
That cow. Okay. You love keeping up with the Kardashians?
Yeah.
You actually keep up with them on Instagram?
Yep.
You have strong opinions on the Kimye Vogue cover. Oh, is that Kim and Kanye? Okay, mm-hmm. I don't have
any opinions on that. No.
You own jean shorts.
No.
You've made your own jean shorts?
I don't think so, no.
You're currently wondering why I'm not calling them jorts?
Yes.
You love the royal family.
Like mm-hmm. the British people?
Yeah.
No.
You follow what Kate Middleton wears?
No.
You've bought something Kate Middleton wore? You waited obsessively for the royal wedding?
No.
Royal baby?
No.
You love talking about loving Chipotle?
No.
You only get the burrito bowl at Chipotle? No. You call it Chipotes?
No.
You want some Chipotes right now?
I mean, I'd take a burrito, I guess.
You've called someone a basic bitch?
Of course.
You're really concerned with being basic or not being basic.
I am not concerned.
Okay. Some of your results.
So there were 119 checkoffs on this list. Phew. So if you're still listening. Sorry,
if you didn't everybody. Immediately fucking turn this off.
If you're still listening. I got 35 out of 119.
Cheryl got 43. I got like 11.
You got 11?
It was just all the jean short questions. Yes, 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 yes.
No, I didn't know like what half that shit was.
I'm surprised. Just 11? I feel like half of that is normal living.
Hold up. I know it's like leggings? Being a human, yeah. Being a human person.
Do you love Starbucks?
Well, I don't. That's the thing is, I'm like, well, these I get the drinks at Starbucks, well, but I don't right. love Starbucks.
Well, what's the opposite of love? Then you have to hate it. You're so just, then therefore you have to check yes.
Well, I don't know. You're just like neutral about it? I don't know.
Well, exactly. If like, that was whatever. An option, I would have said
I mean,
that.
I have coworkers that go every day because yeah, they have to have it. I think that's I what that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I just go because it's convenient and I need coffee. Right. Like, you know, yeah.
I get it.
So this says, you checked off 43 out of 119 on this list. Yeah, you like basic shit, but there's a reason why popular things are popular. They aren't that bad. Go Hell grab you. A burrito bowl and crack open that DC. You deserve it.
I don't so think I've been go. To a Chipotle in like 4 years.
I'm not a Chipotes fan, as they say.
Chipotes.
I like the Costa Vida.
I do abbreviate a stupid amount of words. Mm-hmm. That one I had to click. So I guess to answer that first question of what does it mean to be a basic bitch?
If you liked any of those items.
Apparently.
Yeah. Because basic. If it's 35, it said that I was a basic bitch too. And that was a quarter of it.
You like some basic stuff, but of course, because everyone does.
Yeah, you're a
There's
human.
A reason why they're so
That's
popular.
That's why they're popular. So the follow-up question.
Popular.
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome.
The follow-up question to that is, why does liking pumpkin spice and fall things mean you're basic?
I want like one slice of pumpkin pie a year, and that is it.
On Thanksgiving.
Yes. That is like, and then done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to drink a pumpkin pie.
Yeah. I feel like pumpkin spice
delightful to me.
Yuck. No.
I also don't like pumpkin spice lattes because they're way too sweet. Like it's not the cinnamon and the nutmeg. Like
sure.
That's really like yummy and warming, but like they're just so fucking sweet. And I'm just like, blit, can't deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time I really eat the pumpkin spice is when I make pumpkin spice cookies.
Dude, pumpkin cookies are fucking delicious. Yeah. And anyone who wants to call me basic for that, I will fight you. Basic. I don't even care.
So,
it's also the easiest pumpkin, I mean, easiest cookie to make because it's a box of cake and a can of pumpkin and then some chocolate chips and you're done. There's nothing else. It just goes in the oven. 8 minutes later, you have a ton of cookies. Potluck, great. I'll bring cookies.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If being low maintenance and easy is basic, then hell.
Done and done.
Yeah. Basic. Like, that's the thing. It's like, why does liking pumpkin spice in fall mean you're basic? And it's like, the whole question of it is just like, if you like things that are popular and you can't think for yourself, then you're basic. But it's like, sorry, fall is just awesome. Yeah. Sweaters are awesome.
Well, and it's the one time of year that we're actually doing what they tell us to do, and that's eat fruits when they're in season. Mm-hmm. And that's when pumpkins are in season, and so we're eating the pumpkin stuff now. All right. You know, if
we're
there was
being environmentally conscious. Yeah. Okay.
We are saving the planet.
Makes me basic, then by God, I am basic.
Yeah, if we would do that for everything else, that'd be really good. You know, only eat strawberries in June whenever they're
saving
ripe
the
or
world
something
one bite know at a time. Did pumpkin. I tell you guys about my fucking like zombie pumpkin?
What? That sounds kind of familiar. Maybe you
or
said
are you
it
thinking about the pumpkin from earlier today?
No. Oh. It was it a pumpkin that would not die?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I remember you
did
telling
I tell
me about
you
this
about this like last week.
I don't think so,
because that thing's still alive.
Oh, it's
from last year.
Okay, never mind that, maybe.
Yeah.
What are you talking? How big is it?
It's like this big.
And it's like still a on the...
And it's still on my mantle. Because I got like 6 months out and I was like, well, now I feel connected to you. I don't want to like...
It's not growing.
It's not just... growing. It's just being.
Now, if you took a closer look, would you realize that it's plastic?
Okay, so there's like a little part of me that was like, maybe. But I'm afraid if I like scratch it and it is alive, then I'm going to fucking make it die.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, touching what I mean? A plant with your oily fingers.
Yeah, well, and also dies. Like I'm breaking open the inside, which has to be demons. Yeah, there.
You should take it to like an exorcist and be like, "Will you just check to see if this is alive?"
Someone needs to come. Someone needs to come sage just, your pumpkin.
Yeah,
I'm not even kidding. I check it sprinkle like every few days to it see if it's like exploding. Like I'll knock on it and then put it back, and I'm like, "Good job, buddy."
I feel like it definitely must be fake because
something
that's not. There's no way.
Do you think it's fake?
I do. I think it's fake. There's no way. I'm going to say that.
Look, bring the pumpkin next time we record.
Yeah.
We'll take a picture of it. No, yeah. Take a picture of it. Send it to me.
Okay.
And I'll post it on Instagram. We'll get
I got a new one today
about it.
And now it's going to be like its friend. And okay. We'll see. Maybe that one will go bad.
Yeah, maybe. Then you
maybe
can.
I've got the right elements like in my house
like
to
the
make
perfect
like,
temperature yeah to keep things alive yeah forever.
You know, it's like that with bread. I'm not even kidding. Bread will not go bad in my house. Really? I have it for like a month. It starts to get a weird smell and it won't mold.
Aren't you, Kate, but aren't you also convinced your house is haunted because of all the light situation?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Like, don't bring that up right now. Like, what are you saying? I don't know.
I will
what
get
you're
freaked
talking
out.
No, like, we can't bring that up. No.
Nope.
Let's do a Halloween episode from Cheryl's haunted
oh
house.
Oh my fucking God. No. I have to live there.
Yeah, and we're not messing with that shit.
You, like, show up to my house with a Ouija board. Well, I just tell you.
Oh,
hard no. Turn yeah around. Sister.
I wouldn't even get in the car.
Like, I have the chills right now. Stop.
I want to. You guys.
Anyway.
I want to do it. Okay.
No, I
can I just do it by
my
myself?
Yeah. You can record it by yourself.
You and Cece and the pumpkin.
Me? Oh my God. Her me, the Cece, pumpkin. The pumpkin, and a Ouija board.
Get you some wine. You'd be fine.
Oh. You're just like in the tub with your wine. Just
yeah,
like, nope.
Like, don't tell
nope
me what's
nope
going on out there.
All right, listeners, our splainers, if you're looking to become basic this fall, we have a bunch of activities you can do.
Yes, so because we've determined that being basic is not bad.
Yeah. No, totally awesome.
I want to fucking pick a pumpkin from a patch.
Okay, what are
okay,
our
what
basic
are other
activities
things that you guys do?
I don't really do any Halloween. I haven't done a Halloween activity or like a fall activity in a really long time.
Oh, like a haunted house?
Mm-mm. I haven't done like a haunted house. I haven't done a corn maze. I haven't
I
picked a pumpkin.
For
I haven't
haunted houses
any of that stuff.
So my last haunted house was like 2 years ago. I won't do them anymore. So I went to that super duper scary one, the one
the
that's
fear
downtown.
Factory?
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. and it was fine. It was scary. My eyes were closed most of the time. I just have someone, like, lead me through it. There was one part with, like, a really loud horn truck thing that's, yeah. like, coming at you. And I felt something, like, weird happen in my, like, head. And I was like, that's weird. I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm scared. Like, keep going. So I left and I went home, and it was when I was living by myself. And have either of you had ocular migraines?
No. I mean, yes. I've had headaches that kind of originate behind your eye, but.
So I've never had a migraine.
Like right here.
So it's an ocular migraine. When it starts, it can be this like sparkly light thing that's in your eye. You know, when you like stare at the light for a second, then you go to look away. It's like that, but it kept growing and getting bigger and bigger to the point where I couldn't like see.
Oh yeah,
it was in the way.
My mother-in-law to the ER because she thought she was dying because she had one.
Yeah, so the internet says like, hey, you're gonna have a migraine or you're about to have a stroke,
right?
Or the seizure or something. And I was like trying to read my phone because I was like, what the fuck is happening? And I like called my mom, and my mom was like, just take like a weird amount of Motrin and go to sleep. And so I did.
A weird amount?
Yeah. It's just a weird, very specific amount. And so I did, like, and I woke up and it was fine. But then I freaked out because I thought maybe I was supposed to have a seizure. So then I called my fucking doctor the next day and was like, I don't know, am I about to have a seizure? And he was like, no, bitch. Like, it's just an ocular migraine.
My doctor was like,
no, bitch, you're basic.
So no more haunted houses for Cheryl, because that shit was scary.
Yeah.
I get irrational. I'm the person you want to go to these things with, because when I get scared, I attack people personally. So these actors.
Verbally?
Yeah. Like, I will go after you.
I've seen this happen at an escape room.
Yeah. If I will attack the actors in the room down to their personal choices in life. I will start having conversations with them about why they have chosen this as their life goal, to be in this room, to be talking to me in a costume. By the way, not great makeup. Let's talk about the shadowing. Hasn't been, you know, I don't know who's been doing this to you, but it's not great. I can tell you how to do that better.
Oh my
also,
God.
Also, what is your major in college?
Such a bully. Are you even
100% bully?
Oh my God.
When I get afraid, I become someone that sends you to therapy. I go straight into.
I mean, it makes sense. It's a coping mechanism.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I remember when we went to that escape room and there was a live actor, and like, I was like, Melissa's going to fight this girl. Like, she's going to fucking fight this.
16,
like,
team.
Yeah.
And like, doing the job she's the most excited about.
Yeah. Girlfriend is like in theater at high school, just trying to make some summer money. And Melissa's just like, I will fight you.
Yeah.
I will kill you. It was really funny. I enjoyed it.
What other activities are there?
Yes. Tell us the basic activities.
Okay. So there's get your pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go apple picking at an orchard. Have you guys done that? It doesn't interest me because I don't want to eat an apple off a tree. Okay. The next one is roasting s'mores in your backyard. And we do this like weekly. We put a movie up and we roast s'mores and have a barbecue.
That's not a fall thing. That's just like anytime I'm around a
fire.
But
it's nice and cool. Yeah. And so it's not hot and sweaty just like enjoying the backyard. Mm-hmm. Love that.
I'll light my backyard.
Having a picnic
fire.
In the park with all your besties.
That sounds lovely.
I do picnics.
Baking every pumpkin-related treat you can think of, which I think is funny. Putting a can of pumpkin into literally anything.
I don't bake, so
there's a no-bake cheesecake. You can do it.
Making your own apple cider with a little,
Sure. Yeah.
What do you throw in there? Some spiced rum?
Hell yeah.
See? I was going to say, I was like, if I go buy apple cider and put rum in it, like, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Go on a hayride while wearing your favorite J. Crew chunky sweater. Do J. Crews even still exist?
Yeah. J. Crew, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's just been a while since I've been in a mall.
Is it, when did it become the 90s?
The only time I get J. Crew is from Savers, so it's okay.
Sure. Yeah. There is an awesome place up in Davis County where you go, you pay $5 and you get to go on a hayride to the middle of a pumpkin patch, and then you go and you get to pick out a pumpkin from the pumpkin patch,
and
they
bring it back,
cut it for you and bring it back.
Cute. Cut it for you.
Well, off the vines so that they don't have like piles and piles of pumpkins that are dying, and then they clean it off and bring it in for you, and you get to carry them
it's
back
like pumpkin
go
hunting.
On the rest of your little hayride.
Cute. That's cute.
And then they have like hot chocolate and food trucks and games and It's so fun. And it's only $5.
Listen.
You get all that.
That sounds fucking amazing. And it's really inexpensive. Again, yeah. If this is basic, sorry. I guess I'm basic.
All right. Pumpkin carving. When do you guys pumpkin carve?
I do not.
No.
What?
No.
No.
What about pumpkin seeds?
Because your pumpkin dies. Do you like
eat the pumpkin because I seeds? Do not have children and I don't like
Excuse
to
me.
Do things.
You have alcohol.
Yeah, but I did it every year of my adult life.
You wanted to get
life.
Drunk and carve a pumpkin?
It's dangerous and you're on the edge.
I didn't have children until I was 32 and I did it every year until then.
Yeah, I do it every year. I do like really complex ones and I like to like outdo other people.
I'm just straight up two eyes and a mouth.
Really? Alex did that like that literally like at the size of like a silver dollar yeah. And I was like, what are you doing? You can't do that.
They're funny.
Look at all this real estate. Look at all this pumpkin real estate you have to
like got
with.
All weird.
Or if we do it but we also we'll get the pumpkins earlier in October and then carve them like the last like the day before Halloween.
I think the last time I carved pumpkins was maybe like 7 years ago at our old house.
Ray.
Look, you guys, I don't decorate for any holidays. I'm very lame. I don't.
I'm just gonna start bringing things every holiday and
that's
like
fine.
Putting up a tree.
We just bring the one.
My mother-in-law
pumpkin.
Does that for Christmas. She like refuses for us to not have a Christmas. I'm like, get this shit out of my house.
But how would you ever know what time of year it is?
Because I look at a calendar on my phone.
That's not a thing. The government changes it. The only way to know is what Target's selling in their dollar section.
We're like,
oh my God.
We're like, Smithier, it's fall.
It's fall.
I can smell the pants.
Smell the pumpkins.
I have one like decoration that dangles outside of my door.
Dangles.
It's a little dangler. And most of them are handmade by myself.
I love that.
And literally, like, on the day, like, September 1st, I put up, like, the fall leaf wreath. Mm-hmm. And then October 1st, I put the bat wreath up. I was out of town one time when it went from October to November, and I was worried because my bat wreath was still up past the 31st.
Like,
and I was like,
this?
Someone's going to be confused.
Someone's going to want candy. And we don't have candy.
There's no one home, motherfucker.
When we told Matilda that Halloween was coming up and she got to go trick-or-treating again, her little brain exploded because she thought it was like last year, a one-time thing that she had to do this. And she's like, every year?
Are you saying I get free candy?
She looks into a ball, like on a crystal ball. The staff, she's like, no fucking way.
This is amazing.
Yeah. Until I'm 16 or however old, until people stop giving it to me.
And you can buy it yourself?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Play in a pile of crunchy leaves.
Nope, because
so
there are bugs in there.
I used to, and then I realized there are spiders in there.
Yeah, there are spiders in that shit. No
I go
thanks.
Real cool. I like to like just stomp through them.
I am now, okay,
sure,
quick story.
Because stomping the spiders. Yeah.
Quick. Like run through it. No, quick story. My friend Kiri, she doesn't listen. Rude.
Bitch.
Basic bitch.
Just have her listen to that part.
Kiri, bitch. She was in a park having a picnic, mm-hmm. and it was a windy day, and she has really long hair, and she was like, oh, it's just my hair. It's just my hair. And then it was like, let's take a picnic selfie with the child. And so she like puts up her phone, she's taking the picture, and she like looks at it and realizes it's literally like a hand-sized fucking spider.
What
on
are you
her
talking about?
Face.
No.
My friend who
Where?
Had a picnic in the park. And so now I won't
In America?
I won't sit literally on the fucking grass anymore. I'm not even kidding. Like I refuse to sit on the fucking floor. It was a daddy long leg.
In the U.S. of fucking A?
Yeah.
That shit only happens in Australia.
Like,
and
this
if you
is
say.
Why. This is why we need the wall, you guys. This is fucking.
I'm putting my name on a brick. That is insanity.
A tiny spider wall across the whole border.
Me and the world.
Oh my God.
I'm not even
Absolutely
kidding. I do
not
touch grass. Don't do it.
In America.
Anyway, sorry.
Oh my God, I don't know why that was so funny. Like, no, we're exempt from having spiders of any kind.
All right, last couple things to really optimize your fall, everybody. Mm-hmm,
your basicness.
Buy every bottle of pumpkin spice creamer you can find and make delicious coffee.
Sure.
No.
Pour I mean, that. I don't like pumpkin spice creamer.
You can pour that stuff into anything. Make you can make an amazing soup. Add with, that to tomato soup.
With pumpkin spice?
Yes.
Stop it.
I'm telling you, Pinterest has told me that you can change the world with pumpkin spice.
You can change the world into a pumpkin.
Yeah. You can add a little bit, so a can of tomato and a can of pumpkin, and then throw that pumpkin spice creamer in and add some with cream. Quit. So good. Not even kidding you. Okay. Really any gourd. Maybe not a match. Spaghetti squash texture. Go to a Halloween party with all your BFFs. What is the best costume that you guys ever wore for Halloween?
I mean, the sexy cat was good.
Oh, yes. One time Ian and I did a couple's costume when we were first dating that was really cute. We were a claw machine. And so, like, he was wearing gray, and I made him, like, silver, like, claw arms out of aluminum foil. And
that's
then
amazing.
I was just wearing, like, all black, and I just, like, had stuffed animals pinned to me.
Oh, that's funny.
It
How
was
did
really
you come
cute.
Up with that? Did you, like, smoke weed?
No, just my brain. Just my amazing brain.
She was watching the Toy Story, and they were like, the claw. And she was like, we could be
we the could claw. Be. And then I went, Ian.
Ooh.
Exactly.
I mean, I was Snooki one year.
Nice.
I tried to find pictures of it, good. And I can't find them. That was fun. But one time I was Dorothy, and I made the entire outfit. Like, I sewed it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nice.
Mostly my gay friend Derek helped me. But it was, like, from scratch, and I made the ruby slippers and everything.
Wow. Damn.
You?
I remember as a kid, I was Pippi Longstocking, and I had the hanger in my hair to hold the up and everything. And
classic.
That was...
I feel like the hanger in the hair, that was like a classic, like, mom's a genius. This is the fucking greatest thing I've ever
Absolutely.
Seen. Like, when you were a kid.
And then by the end of the night, you're like, the hanger is, like, burrowed inside your skull. Like, get this out!
It's one of them's, like, hanging halfway down. It's, like, digging into the back of your ear. You're like, it's turned. It's turned against me.
I love the thing you just didn't choose to use, like, a pipe cleaner. It was, like, a full metal.
Yeah. Pipe cleaner. Yeah.
Who has pipe cleaners? Everyone has those wire hangers.
In college, my roommates and I did the Sanderson sisters, and I was Catherine and Jimmy,
so
and from Hocus Pocus, the Three Witches.
Yeah. Okay,
the Sanderson sisters.
It was phenomenal.
Which one were you?
Catherine and Jimmy, the brown hair.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. I will find a picture, and we can post it. Okay, last couple, go to a spooky haunted house, which we've covered.
No.
I agree. Stay away.
Same.
Stay away. Bake an apple pie
nope.
with the apples that you picked.
I
have
tried
one time. Have a bonfire.
Oh, yeah, I have a bonfire.
I failed.
Bonfires are awesome.
I would love a good bonfire.
Bonfire?
Jeez. Damn, Cheryl.
I haven't had any wine.
We're cheese drunk.
Drunk on cheese.
Going to a corn maze. We've got a lot of good ones of those.
I mean, sure.
I've only been to one once, and it was actually kind of late at night, and they, like, shut all the lights off, and it got really scary.
That's horrifying. Also, I won't go to the ones that are haunted where people are jumping out. Because
jumping out of the corn and
what I
you.
Do is I hide
in
the corn
well
and attack people that are attacking people. Because...
I feel like
allowed.
You need to talk about this with your therapist.
I need to go to therapy so bad.
Everyone needs therapy.
And the one thing we haven't talked about is Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Oh, I went twice.
Come on.
So,
that's
okay.
the biggest thing and the last thing on the list.
But a lot of, like, dudes like to go there. So does that make dudes basic? Is there a basic
when
bros?
When was the last time you went?
To Oktoberfest?
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago?
I don't remember there being, like, an odd number of men versus women.
No, I'm saying like it's couples and families and people. Like, lots of people go, but I feel like the whole, like, drink a giant stein of beer is like kind of a dude.
It's really heavy.
It's basic. Yeah.
It's heavy. You got to get the plastic ones. Because you can't fucking hold that shit for that long.
I just don't like beer, so I don't. I mean, I'll go up to Oktoberfest because it's nice.
Go get a sausage.
It's up in the it's like here. It's up in the mountains at a ski resort, and it's like really, like, lovely up there in the mountains. So it's nice. All right, so there's your list. There's your list of things you need to do this fall to be basic,
to enjoy the basic.
You know what? Just it doesn't matter. Just revel in it. Revel in your basicness. Like the things you like. Who gives a shit? Just
do you.
Do you, girl? Yeah.
Yeah.
y'all. Okay, keep an eye on our Instagram if you want to see a picture of our Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. If you want to see a picture of Cheryl's haunted pumpkin.
Possibly plastic.
We'll go to a corn maze and take video of Melissa berating the live actors and post that. As always, if you have questions, you can email us. We're at thewomansplainingpodcast@gmail.com. We are at TWPcast on Twitter. Instagram, we're the Womansplaining Podcast, or you can call our number and leave us a voicemail, which you can find in the show notes. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Basic.